Hi, I'm Kyle Brown with Cannabis Business Times, and I'm talking today with Neil Yorio, the Vice President of Lighting Research and Agriculture for BIOS Lighting. How are you doing today, Neil?
I'm doing great, Kyle. Glad to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you. And we're here to talk about LED lighting and how to use it effectively with your grow. So let's get right into it. From the start, what are a few of the best practices for growers to get the most out of their LED lights?
Well, Kyle, there's a number of things that people have to contemplate when integrating a new technology into their existing grow facilities. So one of the things that's really important is the fact that when growers are considering using LEDs, they need to understand there is a different spectrum between the LED technology they're using versus the incumbent lighting technology that they are used to using, for example, high-pressure sodium light. The high-pressure sodium spectrum contains heat as part of its spectrum, and so that heat is warming the plants up in the grow facility, whereas under LED technology, there is no long heat radiation warming the plants up. And so when growers are using LED technology, they need to understand that plant temperature, not air temperature, is the most important thing to maintain, because when the plants are cooler under the LED lights, a particular air temperature set point the grower may be using, that could slow down the metabolic rate of the plant and could potentially affect negatively the growth of the plants under LEDs. However, it's really easy to fix that because it's a simple matter of raising the air temperature set point in the grow facility to accommodate the lack of heat from the EF spectrum that is warming the plants up.
So what's one of the most common mistakes you see with an LED setup?
Well, Kyle, there's actually several mistakes that people can make using LEDs or switching to LEDs from what they're used to using or their incumbent light technology, for example, high-pressure sodium. You mentioned earlier, the plant temperature is extremely important to monitor and maintain for optimal plant growth and metabolism. And so monitoring or changing the air temperature set point in the grow facility goes hand in hand with the lack of heat from an LED setup compared to a high-pressure sodium setup. So that's probably one of the most important things to look at. The other has to do with measuring the light. Many growers don't measure the light levels in their grow facilities, and it's a shame because the light level is really the speedometer of the growth rate of the plant. The more light you give the plants, the more they're going to grow, or the higher the yield is going to be up to a certain point. So if you can give plants too much light, and it's actually negative, you'll have a negative result if you give them too much light. So growers might provide either too little or too much light to their grow facility, and therefore they're affecting the overall crop yield that could be made from that crop.
So it's really important to be aware of how much light and how much direct light you're putting right on the plants at any given point.
That's correct. And the other aspect of light, not only intensity of light, which is driving the growth rate of the plant, is the uniformity of light over the canopy. And that's another major difference between LED technology versus incumbent types, is that with LEDs, we can now arrange LEDs in a particular way, in a particular fixture, that allows that light to be evenly distributed over the canopy so that the uniformity of light across the canopy is extremely even and uniform. And what that does is it allows the grower to produce his crop in a very uniform way. And a grower is a manufacturer of a product. So it's important to know that manufacturing of a product, consistency, is extremely important. And when a grower doesn't have a consistent product, meaning consistent yield across the plant or consistent quality across, that they can have a variable output. So that's another important factor in the environmental control of growing plants indoors using various lighting technologies, including LED.
All right. Well, hopefully growers can take some of these tips and use them to make sure that they're appropriately and really effectively using the light that they've got. If they're switching over to LED, to really use that the right way to get the most out of it as well. So thank you so much for sharing with us today.
You're welcome, Kyle.